Previously on Lost.
Has anyone seen Ethan?
Yeah, he took off on the path to the beach.
Looks like there might have been a struggle. I think they've been taken.
If you do not stop following me, I will kill one of them.
Over here!
Jack!
Where's Jack?
We need the doctor.
He's right there! Right there.
What happened?
Yes!
Doctor!
Claire!
Is she alive?
What?
Is she all right?
Yeah.
Where did you find her?
About a mile north. We were looking for the dog.
Was she conscious?
She collapsed in my arms.
Did she panic?
Not only, man. Is she injured?
Sharon?
Everybody needs to back off, okay? Just give her some air.
Claire. Can you hear me? Wake up now. Hey, Claire. Claire. Wake up now. Hey. It's okay. Claire. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Claire. You're safe.
Who are you?
I don't understand. I don't know any Ethan. I don't remember. I don't remember any of you. I don't remember any of these.
What do you remember?
I was on a plane. Flying to LA from Sydney.
Claire. We were all on that plane. It crashed here, on this island. That was almost a month ago.
No, I'm too...
Your baby's fine. It's kicking, everything's normal. Okay?
Well, if it's been almost a month, then why hasn't somebody come to get us?
대체 무슨 일이 일어나는 거지?
저도 모르겠어요.
저 여자 괜찮을까?
제 생각엔 괜찮은 것 같아요.
애기는?
애기도 무사하겠죠.
She escaped. You were right beside me, Boone. You know as much as I do.
Where'd she come from? I mean, we were out pretty deep. Nothing's out there. She didn't say anything at all about Ethan.
Apparently, she doesn't even remember Ethan.
The guy pretends to be one of us. He drags her to the jungle for almost 2 weeks. She doesn't remember him?
Apparently.
You think he's around?
I sure hope not.
Claire. Here's your journal. It might help.
And this is where you sleep. It's quite cozy, isn't it? When he, Ethan, when he took you away, he took me too. The others came after us. They got me back, but you were gone.
Who is he, Ethan?
Ethan's the bad guy.
So, we were together when... Why did he leave you?
Why don't we leave that lovely story for the morning? Had enough for one day.
I won't be sleeping.
Oh. Lucky for me. Not much of a sleeper myself. Finally, I'll have someone to stay up with.
We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
How's that feel, mate?
Something fantastic.
Good, because we're almost out.
But we're not out yet. Top idea, my friend.
Look, save your French for someone who appreciates it.
Latin, Tommy.
Latin? Well, is it Latin for I got a pile of money so we can score vast quantities of illicit substances?
No.
I suppose you ought to clean up then. It's time to put you to work.
Miss Lucy Heatherton, 22, and writing Oh So Many Wonderful Ways.
Just graduated from Oxford.
Lives in Knightsbridge with a dear old dad, Mr. Francis Price Heatherton, who, my friend, is bloody loaded.
How you amass this information never ceases to amaze me, Tommy.
Ready to fall in love, Mr. Charlie Pace of the legendary rock band Drive Shaft?
Seriously, ladies, I demand you stop buying me more drinks. I'm a man of high moral standing. Your obvious plan to take me home and ravage me will not work. Saucy sirens. I believe in monogamy. It will not be shared like a common curry.
Are we that obvious?
Dreadfully. Call yourself ladies. Jane Austen would be ashamed. I trust you. I'm thankful.
The girl is pregnant. Very pregnant. Are we supposed to believe that she escaped from him?
What are you getting at?
Ethan infiltrated us. Whoever he is and wherever he comes from, he's intelligent. Who's to say he didn't even send Claire?
You're off your head, mate.
Charlie, calm down.
That's a stretch, Zay. Then tell me, Doctor, how many times have you diagnosed actual amnesia? Such a selective brand of it.
Okay, it's rare. But she's been through a major trauma. It is possible that her memory reset to the crash.
And the chances of that memory returning?
I don't know.
You know what? You boys talk about Claire all you want. I'm actually going to go spend some time with her. I get the impression she might still be a tad upset. Oi, Jin! You heading back to the caves? An Young. Safety in numbers, right?
Of course.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. How nice it must be to not be involved in the bloody insanity that surrounds us at every turn. It's quite beautiful, really. You take care of your wife. Everything else is someone else's problem. No need to be involved in the decision-making process. No tree-shaking behemoths. French transmissions. Just sweet bloody ignorance. You don't know how lucky you are, you know. Must be nice. You wake up and... What?
Charlie. I want her back.
What are you...
I want you to bring her back.
What did you do to her? What did you do?
You bring her here. If you don't, I'm going to kill one of them. And then if you don't bring her back before sundown tomorrow, I'll kill another. And another. And another. One every day.
And Charlie?
I'll kill you last.
We bloody kill him.
Calm down, Charlie. We don't want the others to get upset.
Look, forget the others. He's out there right now, Locke.
I think he's right. Man threatens to kill one of us unless we bring him Claire, and what? We just wait for that to happen? We tracked him once before. We can track him again.
You both seem to have forgotten how that turned out. He bested you physically. He hung you from a tree. Running into the jungle unarmed is not going to get the job done.
It's what does get it done.
We circle the wagons. Tell a select few about the threat. We post him as sentries here and back at the caves.
Tell a select few? He does what he says he's going to do, and that blood's on our hands.
Okay, Jack, we tell everyone. But you want to protect them, you need to start thinking defense.
We move everybody off the beach back up into the caves.
What if Ethan isn't alone? What if he delivered his threat so that we would gather like sheep to the slaughter in a confined space where they can roll in and take us all in one fell swoop?
Okay, John. I mean, obviously you have a plan, so let's hear it.
The others are avoiding me.
Sorry?
No one will talk to me. And it just feels like something's going on.
Anything coming back?
After the crash, no. Some of this stuff's probably better forgotten anyway.
Well, I don't know about you, but the rest of us have been having a wonderful time. We even built a golf course.
You sure there's nothing going on?
Absolutely.
Of yourself, aren't you?
Now, Lucy, I know it's our first day and you need to appear demure, but, you know, if you want to invite me back for sex, don't say tea. Say sex.
Do you want tea or not?
I'd love some.
Brilliant.
So where is the old man?
I don't know. I think he's buying some paper company up in Slough.
Oh, yeah. You two get on.
That's quite cool, actually. He was rather proud when I told him I was going on a date with a bona fide rock star. Winston Churchill. Dad collects all sorts of rubbish from the great leaders of the empire.
Hey, you should meet him.
Winston? No, thanks. I heard he's quite moldy.
My father. He's coming back tomorrow. You should come round for dinner.
I'd love to.
Excellent.
You look hungry.
Thanks.
Locke told us what happened. Why do you think he wants her back?
I don't know.
Maybe it's time you use that key when we're in around your neck. There are 4 9mm in Marshall's case.
No. I hand them out. Someone hears something out in the jungle, gets scared. Chances of us shooting each other are much higher than of us shooting him.
We're beyond sharpening knives here, Jack.
I'm not putting guns on untrained hands.
Trip it! Not bad. 4 of these around the perimeter will do the job.
I have fires prepared at 20-meter intervals.
Excellent.
Some of the men have volunteered for sentry duty. I'm going to put them on rotating shifts.
I'll take a shift.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're counting on you, Boone.
Maybe we should move her.
She's safer here.
What about the mountain? There could be another cave.
She's safer here, Charlie.
Nobody's safe!
Hey.
It's my fault you took her. I was responsible. I should have taken care of her.
Charlie. Nothing's gonna happen to her. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Charlie, I think my lovely daughter would agree that you're the most impressive person who's ever had dinner with us.
My condolences, sir.
I don't know if Lucy mentioned it to you, but I was in a band once myself, you know.
Oh. They were called the Protestant Reformation.
Yes, ouch. Dreadful, huh?
You gave it up then?
Well, I was married. Lucy was on the way. My mum, God rest her soul, wanted me to keep trying, but I was wanted to be more practical. Responsible, I guess. Yeah, a man has to provide, take care of his family. Man has to think about the future.
And of course your band was bloody awful.
Yes, it was that too. Small detail. So, are you working on a new album, Charlie?
We're in a bit of a hiatus right now. Liam, my brother, just had a daughter. So, you know, I'm taking some time off. Quite a lot of time off, actually. It's been a year since we were together. Thinking of doing a solo project. Liam and I don't exactly keep in touch, and there's been some problems with royalties. The fact of the matter is, sir, I think that Driveshaft might be dead.
You took a shot in what?
Job, Tom.
A job? Doing what?
Selling copies.
You took a job selling copies?
I like her.
She's a moose.
Don't say that.
Are you a bleeding chump, man? I've been getting you off on my stag for over a week now, on spec. Spec means speculation.
Yes, I know what speculation is.
In this case, the speculation that you'll execute your end of the plan and steal something of value which I can in turn sell. And by the time the poor helpless bird realises it's missing, it never even occurs to her that rock star Charlie Bloody Pace could be responsible for such larceny. And the bloody party continues.
Look, I don't think Liam's coming back. I have to think about my future.
Your future?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
When do you start this job?
Monday.
Well, today's Friday, innit? But we came without a fix. Monday should be bloody wonderful. Let's see how the future treats you then, eh, Charlie?
I think we found another missing castaway.
What happened?
Is she alive?
Oh, God.
How did he get past us?
Those guys had the full-on perimeter set up.
Locke said it didn't matter. It came in from the water.
You sure it wasn't an accident? I mean, maybe the guy just drowned or something.
His neck was broken, his arms, all the bones in his fingers.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
So Steve drew the short straw.
Dude, that was Scott.
Scott Jackson worked for an internet company in Santa Cruz. They won a sales prize. 2-week Australian vacation, all expenses paid. He was a good guy. Sorry I kept calling you Steve, man. Amen, I guess.
Amen.
I don't know how to end these.
Hi. Why is everyone staring at me? I'm not staring at you. What's your name? Shannon. Shannon? You're staring. You mean nobody's told you? Told me what?
Why? Why did you lie to me?
Okay, look.
Yeah, what else didn't you tell me?
I just thought with your memory there wasn't anything that you could do.
Nothing I could do.
Why would you keep me in the dark, Charlie? I'm already in the dark.
Sorry. I just wanted to take care of you.
I can take care of myself.
Look at you, Charlie Pace. Respectable businessman.
You didn't have to buy me this suit, Luce.
Mm-hmm. And what did you intend on wearing for your first day of work?
I have shirts with buttons.
You okay?
Yeah, just nervous.
Don't be. Dad's put the fix in. He's already demanded they buy 2 copies to boost your confidence. Have you memorized the manual?
Backwards and forwards.
Say something impressive.
The Heatherton C815 copy center's leading scan offerings combine the benefits of document capture with instant delivery. Anywhere, anytime.
Anywhere?
Anytime, baby.
You've been on stage in front of thousands of screaming fans. This is just some men who want to buy a silly copy machine. You're going to do great. I believe in you. Oh, almost forgot. Wait here.
Okay.
Right, now I know you'll protest, but you simply can't be respected unless you have one of these.
Oh, Lucy.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, I'm going to be late. The boss.
The boss? Are you daft? I'm driving you.
Oh, no, Lucy, I'd rather you...
No arguments. You have everything you need?
Yeah.
Then let's get you to work.
John, want to take a walk?
me think happens after the sun sets tonight.
Well, if we don't bring Claire to him... Rhetorical, Jack. Same thing happened tonight, happened last night.
You think you can track him?
Well, I'm sorry?
We know where he attacked Jin and Charlie. Do you think you can pick up the trail?
Maybe, but I wouldn't.
Wouldn't?
Jack, I'm not a cold man. I feel for the loss of one of our own, but nothing fundamental has changed. Whoever he is, wherever he comes from, we're on Ethan's turf. He has the advantage. To him, we're nothing more than a bunch of scared idiots with sharp sticks.
What if I told you that I had a way to get the advantage back?
Then I would ask, what way might that be, Jack?
Guessing you know how to handle one of these. Best chance we have, Charlie.
No bloody way!
If we want to capture Ethan, we have to ensnare him. And the only way to do that is by giving him what he wants.
You have no idea what you're talking about. This guy,
he will kill all of you.
You can't protect
Charlie. I can talk for myself.
Claire, they want to use you as bait.
I don't remember Ethan. I don't remember what he did to me. But if I can help stop him from hurting anyone else, I have to do that.
I'm coming with you. You said there were four guns.
Did you ever fire a weapon, Charlie?
All right, we should do this.
Let's figure out a game plan. All right. Zaid, soldier.
Allow me to demonstrate the horse and speed of CA-15 using one of your technical manuals.
No problem, Miss Bobby. One second. Bear with me.
Charlie's right.
About what?
We have four guns. We should have four men.
Help? Moi?
You know how to handle a gun or not?
Well, I know at least one polar bear seems to think so. Where'd you get the hardware, Hoss?
I want to come.
Sorry, we're out of guns. And no one goes out there unarmed.
How much ammo you got?
100 rounds, give or take.
All nines, right?
9mm guns?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if the lady wants to come... Lifted this off Marshall back in the old days. Remember him, don't you? Surly guy, kind of square jaw.
Carry a Sig 9.
Yeah, I remember you shot him. And missed. Yeah, well, bygones.
And hell, 5 guns are better than 4.
You'll be surrounded at 5 points. Everyone will be in visual contact with you.
Make sure you stay in the area I've shown you.
And remember, guns are a measure of the last resort. We want him alive.
Nice one, Doc. Now maybe somebody can tell me who or what this son of a bitch is. Jungle Boy. Not even for 1 sec.
Why did you do it, Charlie?
guess he deserved to die.
He could have told us where he came from. What he wanted with Claire, why he...
You really think he would have told us anything, Jack?
I wasn't going to let that animal anywhere near again. Ever.
Some problems. If I could just explain.
Leave, Charlie.
Lucy. Made a mistake.
You made a mistake. My father's sales manager comes here to my house to return a cigarette case that the EMT pulled from your suit pocket at the bloody hospital, and it still smells of your sick. Oh, you meant to, Charlie. You meant to from the start. You're a liar. I believed you and you lied. I thought you wanted to... You selfish bastard!
Lucy, if I can just explain...
Just tell me one thing, and don't you dare lie to me. I get why you pretended to like me. I understand why you stole. Because you're a junkie. But I don't understand why you took the job. Why did you take the job, Charlie?
I guess I... wanted to be respectable. I wanted you to think that I could take care of you.
You'll never take care of anyone.
I remember peanut butter. Why do I remember peanut butter?
It was imaginary peanut butter, actually.
I don't know what happened to me. I'm scared. Good night, Charlie.